Good morning. This is Marcia Hyatt, and joining me in the studio this morning is my husband, Tom Christensen.
Hi, Marcia.
Local artist. And thank you for being here with me today. Today, I want to talk about dealing with really difficult times. I know you've been through it. I know I've been through it. Right now, it's up for me because I have friends and others in my life who are going through really hard times, whether it's divorces and job losses, failures, mess-ups, being judged really harshly, and or depression. You know, pick one or any of them. And you know what? I was thinking back, and you know, it's painful to watch friends and family go through something like this. And I was thinking back to myself going through tough times, thinking, what was the one message I really would want them to know? And I would want them to know that you are enough, that you are okay, and you are worthy of love and compassion in this difficult time. Even if, you know, even if you screwed up and, you know, even if you wish you hadn't done what you'd done, if you start from that foundational place, it just changes everything. And yet I know it's so hard to hold on to talking to friends going through this. It's just, what did I do wrong? And, you know, and that just that sad, painful place of not feeling like you're enough, not feeling like you're okay. You've been through that.
Right. Well, and then I think many of us, I am my own harshest critic.
Yeah.
And so you can beat yourself up constantly.
Yeah. And there's a lot of wisdom, ancient wisdom, like Buddha says, quote, I guess, quote, you can search throughout the entire universe for someone who is more deserving of your love and affection than you are yourself. And that person is not to be found anywhere. You, yourself, as much as anybody in the entire universe, deserves your love and affection. And it's a wonderful message, and it's so hard to hold on to in really, really difficult times, which is why perhaps we need our friends and family around us to remind us that we're okay and to open our hearts to allow that to come in. I know that I just had one recently where I felt like I messed up, and I was just harsh on myself and feeling icky. Luckily, you know, I've done this work long enough to kind of notice what was going on and think, is there any way I can bring compassion into this moment for myself right now? Because, and part of me does, no, you don't deserve compassion. You messed up. You know that voice.
Oh, sure.
And it's so hard to find a way to quiet that. So, and you know, and it's hard to find a way, especially when you know that you're imperfect. That's the part. That's the sort of whole dilemma we have in finding self-compassion and self-love is to know. I mean, I can think back and say, oh, I can't believe I said that.
Yeah, I shoulda.
I shoulda. Or I shoulda. I knew better. Or I was self-serving. I didn't see other people's needs. And we can go back and look at those things, and yet it still means I deserve compassion and understanding, because if I don't look at them, I'll never be able to grow beyond them. And of course, I deserve humility too, because to look at those means I really get that I still have a lot to learn, and I'm much more compassionate for others because that I'm willing to look at my own stuff. I remember how I used to cope with feeling badly about myself. I'd like to look at other people and say, well, they have it worse.
Yeah.
Which is pathetic. But I remember
Yeah. I suck at this, but ooh, look at them.
Well, it's true. We do that, you know, yeah. And we judge others harshly. It's like, well, you know, at least I'm not walking in their shoes. So here's like a pathetic thing. When I was really sick at one point in my life, and I loved watching disaster movies because I think, well, I don't have it that bad, you know, and, you know, and I can maybe I'll probably heal from this. And
right.
I don't have it that bad. And it's, and you know, in hindsight, it's a little embarrassing. I know I should have been watching comedies and feel goods to lift my spirits now, but it's really important that we learn how to notice it. And one of the ways you can notice it, one, is feeling crummy.
Mm-hmm.
And another way to notice it is if you feel harsh with others. And then,
oh sure,
when you're putting down others, feeling really judgmental, putting a lot of energy into, mm-hmm. Do you know what they did?
Yeah,
that's a sign. Well, what's wrong that I can't hold them in compassion? Usually, it's because I'm not holding myself in compassion.
Okay, so what are our strategies then to improve this lot in life?
Well, there's lots of great stuff on self-compassion. If you go to self-compassion.org online, that's Kristen Neff's website. Kristin Neff has done a lot of work and research on self-compassion. And she has on there a way for you to assess your self-compassion. I've done that with a few folks that I work with, and it's been really helpful for them to say, you know, I'm... And it measures different things like self-kindness, but it also measures how much do you connect your own pain and suffering with common humanity? How much do you feel alone with your pain and suffering?
Oh.
Which is a really interesting thing. And that for me has been one of the ways that I've been able to change the channel, because there's a meditation method called Tonglin. I learned it from Pema Chodron, who's a Buddhist nun, by audio tape and YouTube and the web and whatever. And in the Tonglin, where you breathe in, so for example, say I'm feeling really afraid about you know, how I'm going to make a living if work falls away, or if I'm feeling really like a failure at something, then you breathe in all of humanity who's suffering in the same way, who doesn't have enough money, or who's suffering from self-hatred. And you breathe in that suffering, and then you breathe out compassion and love. And what it does for me, especially when I have nighttime horrible thinking, what it does for me is it reminds me that I am not alone in this. It gives me a perspective on that. But it also, in breathing out that compassion and love, it also washes me with a bit more softness and
right.
warmth.
So you include yourself in all humanity.
Apparently.
Well, apparently. That's something I tend to do, is pull myself outside of it.
Well, that's it. And so for self-compassion, to remember, you know, self-kindness, mindfulness is another element that she talks about. You have to notice that you're not being compassionate. So, and it's really, really hard when you're going through a very difficult time. Now, just to end with something that Buddha also said, just a summary of what I said earlier. You yourself, as much as anybody in the entire universe, deserve your love and affection. Sometimes we don't remember that. So find someone who'll remind you. You deserve it.
Thanks, Marcia.
Thank you.